Hello?
Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
66.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. First, I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give you your best guess. And note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Probably most people every day.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot weed or hash or oil?
About every other day.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
I think like about 40%.
So would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, or once a month?
Weekly.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of some statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you do not agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. The following says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Accountable.
Do you strongly agree or agree?
I agree.
Okay. This other one here says, my community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree?
I disagree with that.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Just somewhat.
Okay. The other one says, my community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I disagree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Well, that's my
choice. I have a strongly agree. Agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I just disagree.
Okay. This other one here says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I disagree.
And thank you for your patience. Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I disagree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I disagree.
Okay. This other one here says, most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I disagree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree.
This other one here says, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think, I do apologize, most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
And thank you for your patience. We're starting to wrap this up. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I disagree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
And thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Not very often.
Would you say once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, or tried it once or twice?
Well, let's just put it this way. On Saturday, we had a celebration here, a Christmas / New Year's Eve party with family members, and my daughter-in-law and I had a glass of wine. I got one sip out of it. It didn't taste good to me. I had to throw the rest of the glass of wine away.
Okay. So what do you want me to mark down for you from the options I have? Tried it once or twice, or once or twice a year?
I used to have a couple of glasses 2 to 3 times a week. And now I can barely tolerate wine.
Okay. And how often do you use marijuana? In edible or drinkable form? Other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
I do have, I am approved for medical marijuana. I use it about 2-3 times a week.
Okay.
And federal.
And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never. I don't have a vaping.
Okay. And now just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I think that's a bunch of crap.
Excuse me?
I think that's a bunch of crap. I hear it a lot, but when I was a teenager, we knew how to get a hold of alcohol. Kids today know how to get a hold of alcohol. I think we need, as parents, to teach our children how to deal with alcohol, how to not abuse it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, would you say every day or almost every day or a few times a week that you've heard this?
Oh, I've heard it from a lot of my friends, but they don't know that.
And has this been every day or almost every day or a few times a week?
A few times a week.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic, or Latino? Black?
White.
White? Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the Raising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have UC Hope. Or DGF?
DGF.
Okay. Well, this concludes our
survey. My grandson is a senior there.
Oh, congratulations. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you again, ma'am.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.